November 9th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am God the Father, creator of time and space, and of all things great and small. Do not question the significance of my coming to you during this time of confusion which weighs upon the heart of the world. I created each one of you. Should I not be concerned then as a loving father for each one's welfare? I do not abandon you to make decisions on your own, or as you are influenced by modern-day society. I come to remind you that your very salvation depends upon your obedience to my commandments. Do not compromise this truth. Be united in it. The nation who respects my commandments will suffer less and be protected more than the nation who composes its own code of conduct. My greatest provision rests upon those who cling to the truth of my commandments. I am not a fickle God who abandons those who displease me. I am omnipresent to all people and all nations, despite their belief or disbelief. My presence is most keenly felt, and my provision most profound in the hearts who choose to obey my commandments, however. Be part of my army of truth by supporting my commandments. Your prayers are then more powerful in this unity of truth. A note is given to read Deuteronomy chapter 11, 1 through 2. You shall therefore love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his ordinances, and his commandments always. And consider this day, since I am not speaking to your children who have not known or seen it, consider the discipline of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arm. Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.